W9GEO Mobile.
K8BCW Harbor Springs.
KYNU WABD.
Go there, Wally.
Yeah, I'm getting off the highway now on Mount Hall Road in 94, so I'll be there probably about 5 minutes late.
Okay, not a problem. I'm just pulling in now, so.
Very good. See you in a minute.
Copy that. KYNU.
Where are you guys, WABD?
Hey, Wally, come on to the doors we normally, and then go straight. You'll see Leo at the end, and then Silverado County.
K8BCW, Harbor Springs.
And 8APX. K8BCW, and 8APX, statewide one.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning. I'm on the fringe, so maybe a rough copy on me.
Well, at least for right now, I'm hearing you Lima Charlie.
All right. I'm down here off of Indian Garden Road behind the hills. So, a little rough, but not terrible.
If you're traveling, though, I'll let you know if it starts to get a little sketchy if you start falling off. What's the coverage like on the levering repeater connected up to this network? They have a pretty good reach?
Yes, not bad. I haven't really gotten to stress test it like I'd like to. I just put this 4350 in my truck this morning, so I'll probably be doing a little bit of that. It should cover, I mean, all the way up to Mackinac City across the bridge, and then when you start getting down towards Petoskey, the levering, or the Stephensville site picks it up. That's what I'm on right now.
And when you say the Stutzmanville site, you mean the site that was formerly on Stutzmanville Road but is now on Krause Road?
Nope. So we're on the MI-5 network right now, and that's standalone repeaters. And there's one at Stutzmanville. It's labeled for Petoskey, but it's up on the Beacon Hill Road up there in Stutzmanville. And my coworker just pulled in, so we're kind of fish a well pump out of a casing that fell down, so playing go fish today. I'll be back in a little bit. Any day, PX.
Oh, yeah, I forgot which network we're talking on. All right, have fun. I'll be monitoring if you're on later. K8BCW.
YGA, testing. YGA, clear.
K8, WGP, KF8, DIC. WGP, KF8, DIC.
Good afternoon, Jack. K8, WOJ.
Gee, how are you? And how is that cold? That cold outside.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. It definitely is. Sure seemed like winter's back. I was up at 5 this morning and out back, and man, it was cold. The windshield was 13 degrees.
I tell you one thing. Last night it was cold here, and it dropped down to 19 or 15. I woke up middle at night, and it was so cold, I had to raise up the heat to 72. And really, it helped a little bit, and I put two blankets on.
Yeah, we lost our power Sunday night. I guess one leg coming into the house from GTE just went dead. And we spent Sunday night and pretty much all of Monday without any kind of heat there. Luckily, they showed up about 7:30, 8 o'clock last night and got things running again, so. It would have been pretty cold in there without the they had showed up.
Right, Rick. You're really right. I don't know where this cold weather come from. Usually, you know, all my days here, I've been 53 years here, and after Easter, it's supposed to get warm, and it gets warm.
after Easter. Yep, I remember the same thing, but it seems to me like lately the jet stream has been changing, so that's kind of been it's bringing the cold stuff down from Northern Ontario.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I don't know that cold weather like this. And it's going to get warm, but they said this weekend. But I still don't see it. 53 is not warm. It's supposed to be 60 and 70.
Yeah, right. Sounds like you're getting anxious to get out there on the boat.
The other day, my sister called. She said, "What day you guys come over?" I said, "Is it still cold by you?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "If it's hot, I come over right now."
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right here with you there, Jack. I got a new fishing license. Been wanting to get down to the lake and do a little bit of fishing, but it's just too doggone cold. KEAWJ.
Thank you. You know that. I like the warm because, you know, you can go anywhere you want without a jacket or something like that. And we usually go fishing here. I don't know if you know that on John R. here, before the 59, Highway 59, there's a place there like a state park. Well, it's a Rochester Park. I go there, make a fish. They have a good fish there. But I don't know if you've ever been here on the end of the Quinder. I usually go there fishing, too.
Yeah, when I worked that way, I lived in Lapeer. Sometimes I'd go through the Quinder by 23 there, but there was a cider mill, and then they got that little park across the road, and I'd fish in there for steelhead.
Ah, yeah, I done that 15 years ago. I was going to, you know, me and my brother, we go there, you know, have sit out a little bit and go after we finish going to that cider mill a little bit, buy a few apples and all that and some bread, and that's how it is.
Yeah, I used to go there quite a bit. I did one day decide to take one home. I had about a 5-pound rainbow there, a small steelhead kind of thing. I thought, I'm going to take it home and have some dinner. Oh, my God, it was the worst fish I ever tasted. I ended up throwing most of it out. So after that, everything I caught there, I just let it go.
We used to go there, bring them in and throw them back in. That's what I used to do.
Yep, I used to have the best luck right under that DeQuinder Bridge where the Paint Creek there goes right underneath the bridge, you know, downstream from the dam a little bit. It was pretty, there's a little deep hole right there. It's deeper than the rest of the river. Well, until you get further down toward Mount Clemens there.
We also used to go to Port Huron there for the salmon. We used to go there like end of September. We used to fish there all night till the next day. And what a fish. A salmon, that salmon's about 65 pounds.
Holy cow. So were you fishing right along the river there? I remember a long time ago, we used to go there for the smelt, do a little bit of smelt dipping.
Fish on the shore. And November 1st, you see them all out. You see them all in the front of you. They were all dead. But that's October. All October is a good... You should see when it jumps, it makes so much noise because the salmon, it jumps. It comes to the shore and it jumps up and down. It makes so much noise, then you can see it. And that's how you know they are out there.
Yeah, I think many years they start spawning about the second or third week of September there. At least that's where it is up north. Well, I think it starts at the lower end of the state and then it kind of works its way up as the weeks go by. Works its way up to the north there. But I used to go all the way up almost to the bridge to the Akiak.
A friend that lived in Pontiac, and we used to go to a foot dam, and it's not fun there at all. You get these guys, the crazy guys, you know, they cross from you, and they throw the line at you all the time. So we stopped going over there for a little bit. But that was a good salmon up there, too.
Yeah, I fished there quite a few times too, and I used to call that kind of fish fishing. there was a place over in the middle of the state here, down at this end, Rockford, and there was a river there that one year was just full of steelhead and salmon and that. So me and a friend went over there, and like you said, it was everybody was shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, all over the river kind of thing. And they had all that combat fishing going on, so I didn't even bother. I left my rod and car and just watched.
Don't blame you, KFADIC. Really don't blame you for that. You know, then really we quit going because the people there was just something else.
Yeah, there used to be so many people showing up at all them kind of donuts or sandwiches or whatever, but we didn't get around to trying it.
I don't know if you know that. I like to go target shooting, and I go to Pontiac. It's not too far from where we go. And really, I like to go target shooting, but it's just not enough time. And, it's too cold right now, and I don't feel like going. But the only thing I go on July when it's hot weather, and that's the time I go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Pontiac Lake Range a lot there. I used to go a lot, sometimes three times a week. But I usually go from, just about now until, November, when deer season started kind of thing. Actually, I used to go in the winter, too. I was kind of a diehard. But I ain't that awful healthy anymore, so I've been waiting for the nice days only.
There's a club by me here. I don't know if you know that. The end of the Kunder, there's a club over there, the Eastside Club. And I hear them like almost every day, somebody out there target shooting.
Yeah, there was a club there that was not too far, a little bit east and south of the Cedar Mill and the dam and fishing spot there. I think it was Detroit Sportsman's Congress or something a long time ago.
Sportsman Club. Yeah, that's what I learned. That's when I got my license back then. I've been having CPL for since 1989. I got my CPL till now.
Oh, cool! I probably should have, but I just never did. I don't know why. I didn't. I was kind of a big fella, and I never really felt threatened or in any kind of way, kind of thing. So I just never got around to it. It just seemed like it was a little bit expensive for the class and the license and all that kind of stuff. And I just said, well, oh, heck with it, But kind of wish I had.
But it's nice to have around, because when you go target shooting, and also when you go hunting. I used to go hunting for a week, say up north, a glad one by a Three River. I don't know if you ever heard Three River or not. We used to go all over. Rifle River, and we used to go to Sandusky.
My grandparents had a cabin in West Branch and Rose City, and every once in a while we'd shoot over to the Rifle River. Go to, I think it was around Gladwin somewhere. It was where the Osabo River, it was a lot of swampy area kind of thing, but it was a long park.
Well, I've been there in the Osabo River, too, on the side of the state, on 23. They sell cherry pie and apple pie in the Standish, and that girl, she makes her homemade cooking pie. We used to buy 2 or 3 and bring them back home.
Yeah, every time I head north with my grandparents here, or sometimes on the way back, we'd go along there, and there was somewhere, a place called the Turkey Roost. And, boy, did they have some awfully good food there. We were always stuffed by the time we leave. And I'm the same way. I got all over the place. I think my favorite place might be the Pigeon River, just north of Gaylord there. It's just a whole great big gigantic area of wilderness.
My uncle's wife, right there, not on the grilling. Okay, they used to have a house there, and I guess that was a long time ago. I'm talking about 35 years, 40 years ago. And we used to go there every year Oh, you see deer there all over, but, you know what I'm saying? And it's really nice. You get up next day, you make your breakfast, make eggs and sausage and bacon. It smells so good in the morning, unbelievable.
Yep, especially after you spent the day or the night or whatever outside, especially if you were camping. Boy, anything that was cooked outside just was like, ah, let me add it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, believe me, it was a lot of fun, but I don't know, now it's a little bit different, you know, the weather doesn't act right, and, you know, then there's too many things to do, and see, now, you know, I can't get over 80%. I wanted to take the test again to get my, general, and I can't go over 80, and I tried to go over 80, and I can't. But now, you know, I decided the hell with this. I'm just going to go out there and test again. If I fail, I fail. If I pass, I pass.
Yeah, there you go. Well, at least you keep trying. I think a lot of folks, they try once or twice and then kind of give up for a while. But, I started studying for the general, and then I thought, what am I doing here? I got a tech license, and I can get all over the world on digital now. And I don't need a yard full of antennas. So I kind of stopped studying.
You can't leave it for 2 weeks because it'll grow on you and everything else. It's a lot of work. So that's why I decided not to till now. But I really want to get it because I got my SF. I got an ASU 710. And I've been on 10 meter when it opened up. Wow, it was unbelievable. I had over 500 calls all over the world.
Oh, that's cool. I know before I got my license, there's a couple of buttons you could go and play with these web SDR tune-in different bands and all that kind of stuff. I had them all doing. I spent many hours doing that.
Time ago, and was that 80? I was not a gun dealer, and really, I sold a lot of guns. I was living in Oak Park. The sergeant came and said, no, you cannot operate no more at the house. I said, well, I'm not a big guy selling every 10,000.
Yeah, the same thing. They just kind of had a little place in the basement kind of thing, and they were kind of working out of there. They didn't do a whole lot of business, but, you know, they did enough. But, yeah, you know, he's old Uncle Sam. That's right now. They're playing, put a stop to letting us enjoy anything anymore, it seems like.
Oh, it changed a lot. It really did. I don't know if you know that. They said even if the guy comes to your house and he's got a gun, he's not going to come and kill you. He's going to just take your TV, but you cannot kill him. it was bad, too. And I said, forget about it then. And you know, I'm okay. You know, I have a CPL, and if I want to carry one, I carry one. But you know what? I never had to use it.
Yeah, that's good. that's real good there. I imagine a lot of people would have a lot of trouble dealing with it afterwards.
Anyway, well, Rick, I don't want to tell you I've got that long because I can keep going and going, and I'm going to let you go because I want to eat a little bit. I took a little nap and I woke up about 45 minutes ago. And good talking to you, Ricky. Take care. KFADRC.
Okay, Jack, you have a good one. It's always good catching up with you, and I enjoy talking with you. I kind of did the same. I didn't take a nap yet, but I was watching a few videos there and then having a plate full of big old plate full of ham, and then I thought, well, I got to go out on the porch and have me a cigar now. So, anyway, you take care. Be careful out there. Catch you later. T-E-W-O-J. I'll be clear.
W-8-R-I-T. M-X-G. Listening.
3-G-P-K-F-8-D-I-C.